Mother, I'm home. How are you feeling?
I am all right today. There hasn't been a great deal of pain. Is someone with you? A guest?
Wow! Would you look at those strange clothes?
We met in the square. He's looking for someone. Isn't that right?
Yeah, something like that.
My, your friend's voice is remarkably like your father's.
Do you think so? Where is Father anyway?
Closed up down there again. He won't come up, even with Mother like this.
It's all right, Hugo. I love your father better for doing what he believes in.
Is that how it is?
Hugo, you'll carry on after your father someday, won't you?
I don't know yet.
Well, maybe I'll just go take a look. I wonder if Father had his dinner yet.
Hey, please be careful with that.
What is that?
It's a machine. A really complicated one. I don't know how to explain it to you.
Let me guess. It makes whatever dish you want appear?
No.
Okay, that was just wishful thinking. Well, then... It maps the buttons?
No, it doesn't do that.
All right, then. I know! It lets you travel through time! And you've come from the future, am I right?
Well, actually,
I'm right? How could that be? How is that possible? And is that why you've got such funny clothes on?
Well...
Mother, are you all right?
Hugo, you ought not bother our guest so. I'm sorry. He's very curious about everything, like his father. I suppose he'll become a scientist as well once he grows to be a man.
I'm not interested in all it, at least not right now. How can I be when it can't even produce a medicine to make Mother well again?
Perhaps not yet, but with time and effort... One never knows. Sure, that's what your father believes, dear.
So, your father's an alchemist, huh?
Well, something like that. He makes medicine for people, and does stuff like mixing and grinding strange stones and metals. He's always doing that sort of thing. And I mean always, all the time!
Hugo, dear.
Father's completely wrapped up in his experiments. I couldn't even get him to look my way.
So what else is new? He's always staring at the kiln. He hasn't even noticed that I was born.
Hugo, don't talk that way. You were looking for someone, weren't you? Tell me, what did you look like?
Is this girl like your, you know...
No, it's not anything like that. I actually don't remember too well, but just met her, but she was blonde and had her hair tied back kind of high, and I feel she was wearing something reddish.
Reddish, huh? Can't say I remember anyone like that.
I guess I'll go look around. Thank you for everything.
Oh, you're leaving already? It's dark out, so be careful. Let me know if you find her. I'll keep an eye out.
Tough luck, sis. Guess you're just not type.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Well, goodbye. Thanks for your help.
Oh, no. I'm sorry I couldn't help much. See you soon, all right?